We're going to just do it this way. We'll have a few opening statements from different groups that support Mr. Miller and Mr. Thompson, and then we'll end with a brief six-minute clip of the video that was seized by Urbana Public Television, handed over to the police, and banned from air. And that's how we'll proceed. We'll start with Reverend Jerome Chambers, who is minister at Temple Liberty Church.
Good afternoon. My name is Jerome Chambers. I am pastor at the Liberty Temple Church here in Champaign, 1218 Holiday Drive. I want to welcome you, especially you of the media, to this forum, or I would say an opportunity for you to know why we are so involved at this time. We have come together here today to show our solidarity for a cause we are not sure is constitutional, or as far as the persons that are involved, whether or not it is constitutionally correct for them to have been accused. It's no secret that something out of the blue has caused two men to be arrested and accused of wrongdoing. Two questions come to my mind, and perhaps I'll ask one. Is justice possible? Glad you ask. It's high time that certain issues, such as this one in which Martell Miller is involved, must be observed closely. For instance, number one, is it right for some people, and wrong for other people, to engage in what has been called eavesdropping? That's question number one. For me, number two is, who's really getting shortchanged here? Are the minorities causing that much of a problem that their rights for freedom of speech is being questioned? Does a man have a right to want to see some changes made in how this system in Champaign County operates? We're not blind. We know what's going on. Can he have the same right of free speech as others? Those are just a few questions. The diversity of people present, these people who are sitting behind me, is both multi-ethnic and multicultural. They want to see consistency and trustworthiness in judicial practices in Champaign County. Politics may well be at the heart of what's going on. We can't say that it isn't, but we certainly are suspicious that it is. If so, then there's good reason for such an outcry as what you are experiencing today. Civil rights and human rights are in question. Who has the right to do what? The quest to bring about a citizens' review board has been in the making for some time now. And for some reason, the idea has been snubbed. Perhaps we wouldn't be here today in this forum if accountability to the community were satisfied. In conclusion, we who are minorities must revisit Ralph Bunche's position as it relates to the focus of democracy and not letting majority rule crush minority rights. Bunch believed perhaps the most distinctive feature of the minority problem in the modern world is the widespread tendency to deny equal rights and freedom to minority groups. And now we will hear from Rachel Dietkus, who is a representative of the Champaign-Urbana ACLU. Ms. Dietkus.
Hello, my name is Rachel Dietkus, and I speak to you today as a representative of the Champaign County ACLU and of the ACLU of Illinois. The ACLU of Illinois, along with its more than 15,000 members from every corner of the state, supports the right of an individual or organization to videotape government activity in a public place, including police detentions of civilians. The First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution protects the public's right to seek redress for grievances from the government. This includes the right to collect information regarding the government's actions. The First Amendment also protects the freedom of the press to report on government actions and the public's right to receive this news. These rights promote government accountability, one of our core national values. These rights are especially important when it comes to law enforcement. One reasonable step to ensure police accountability is for civilians to monitor the behavior of police officers in the streets and sidewalks of their communities. Videotape is simply an effective monitoring technique, creating an object record of interactions between police and civilians. The videotape of the Rodney King beating is one example of the appropriate use of videotape to document law enforcement activity. A person standing in the public way ordinarily can have no reasonable expectation that their words or actions will remain private. This is especially true for government officials carrying out police duties. Finally, videotaping ordinarily will not interfere with police officers in performing their duties. Accordingly, the ACLU of Illinois calls upon the Champaign County State's Attorney, John Pylon, to drop its prosecution of Martell Miller. Thank you. Our next speaker will be Carol Ammons from the CU Citizens for Peace and Justice.
Good afternoon, and thank you again for coming. We want to thank the present state's attorney for being the catalyst that united all of these wonderful people from various backgrounds. Many of us who have shown great interest in this issue have never met before, never sat together, and may have never found common ground if it weren't for his efforts. So we thank him. Also, as a result of his efforts, citizens who may not have become involved in such issues now see the need for ongoing organizing, community education, and a massive voters registration drive. Therefore, CU Citizens for Peace and Justice will mobilize the community to see that crucial reforms within the police community are made and will build a coalition of organizations throughout the city to continuously address injustice. Our constitutional propositions consist of, number one, community education in the form of forums, classes, and seminars to inform the citizens of their rights, responsibilities, and possible consequences to crimes if committed. These events should also include city officials, such as the mayor, thoroughly defining his duties and jurisdiction as mayor, and presidents of organizations such as the Urban League of Champaign County, NAACP, the Ministers' Alliances, and other such organizations. We know that these types of informative sessions will ease tension between the community and the police department. This type of community education will certainly cut down on alleged abuses of power and citizens claiming ignorance of the law as an excuse for criminal conduct. Number two, that all charges of eavesdropping against Patrick Thompson and Martell Miller are immediately dismissed. Number three, the passing of legislation specifically allowing citizens to record their interaction with police officers and all other government officials employed in their official capacity. Citizens must be free to record all such governmental representatives, both visually and audibly. And number four, the immediate establishment of a committee to begin the formation process of a citizens' review board. Throughout recent history, events that have helped to change public policy in relationship to police brutality, government corruption, citizen criminal activity have at one time or another been caught on audio or visual devices. This law and its constitutionality is the issue that must be and will be addressed, or at some time or another, we will all fall victim to such a frivolous law. I thank you, And I am to turn it over to Nikki Lammers of VIA, Visionaries Educating Youth and Adults.
My name is Nicole Lammers. I'm a graduate student at the University of Illinois in Educational Policy Studies and African Studies. VIA is an organization meant to give a voice to black males, especially the youth in their community. It was originally formed by Patrick Thompson and Martel Miller, along with a few others. I originally became involved after seeing them speak out at a university conference on education and incarceration. A group of us have been involved ever since. This was last January. Because we saw the influence and the mentoring that Patrick and Martel showed and the effect that they had on their community. Citizen Watch began in May, originally meant to serve as a promotion for VIA's mission and its programs, but also for the purpose of building community and police relations. We held a forum in May on the subject, community and police relations. And it was productive, but it was a little unfocused because everyone there was talking about their different realities of the situation. So we thought we could use the footage from the Citizen Watch video to set a context for the upcoming forum on September 18th so that everyone could be on the same page and we could have a real discussion about community police relations. An additional purpose for the Citizen Watch was for accountability on both sides of the traffic stop. The clips that I've chosen from the documentary shows a variety of issues that were to be addressed at the upcoming forum. Some of these are the lack of trust that the community has in the police, and this is shown in several different ways in the tape, the disparate enforcement of the same laws. The example here shows the scene outside of Club Extreme, where there's a heavy police presence, and a taping at the same time in Campus Town, where you can visibly see destruction of public property, public drunkenness, and jaywalking, all charges common among the black community but seemingly unnoticed in Campus Town. Also, the disparate treatment of citizens. Many people feel that the police approach an individual in arrest mode, treating them as criminals rather than as citizens with rights. This has a dehumanizing effect on people, especially youth, who need mentoring and support. These are the kinds of issues that VIA had hoped to bring to the table in a discussion with law enforcement in order to better community and police relations. You will see a few interviews with police officers, one of whom has filed a complaint against both Patrick and Martel, acknowledging that he was okay with the taping. Interestingly, the state prosecutor involved in this case can also be seen filming members of VIA on Citizen Watch. This took place in mid-July. I could say more, but I think the film will speak for itself.